What if kittens played the Glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host. You're going to meet my friends Tanvir Arora and Mary Picarazzi.
Hey!
Hey! Mary and Tanvir are comedians based out of San Antonio, Texas. We're going to talk about what they're up to after the show. But right now, we're going to get our first question, a write-in question from a patron named Ella. Ella writes, I am 9 years old. I like graphic novels. And what if Molamole, the molten lava alien, came back to see Abacus P. Grumbler?
I know you folks haven't met Molamole before, so he's lava, so just be careful when you do. And then we've got one more question from a listener named Emma.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Emma, and I'm 6 years old, and I like elephants and giraffes. My what-if question is, what if Abacus and Drave Cat were best friends? I love your show. Bye.
Ooh. It's exciting. I'm excited to jump in.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. So we're going to find out what if Abacus and JF Cat were best friends, and what if Molamole, the molten lava alien, came back to see Abacus P. Grumbler. Mary was sitting in her home in San Antonio, Texas, working on her graphic novel. This was a special surprise because this was set in What If World, and it had some of her favorite characters in it. Abacus, JF Cat, even Molamole. Huh. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. Mary seemed a little bothered. She was really, really focused on her graphic novel, but she put on her mask and went to answer.
Hey, Mary!
It was her friend, Tanvir.
Come on out, it's a beautiful day. You know how you said you should have more socially distant hangouts? Now's the time.
I did say that, but I'm in the middle
of
drawing.
Come on. Let's go outside.
Fine. I have to get my sketchbook and my pencils, please.
Is that a comic book?
No, it's a graphic novel, and it is not finished. I'm an artist. Do not take a picture of it.
It is so good. Aren't you really proud of it? I'm just going to take like a couple of pictures of you working on it. Come, please.
No.
Tanvir pulled out his camera to take a few pictures of Mary working on her book. Not specifically the book, but you know, it still seemed like it was bothering Mary just a little bit. But then a strange thing happened. Tanvir saw something through the lens of his camera. A weird cloud coming up and out of the book.
Whoa, what's happening?
It was spreading towards them, a cloud of purple and yellow and green and every color in the rainbow.
What is happening?
It seemed to be grabbing at their heels and their ankles.
Do you feel anything?
Why is it grabbing our heels?
And they started getting sucked into the sketchbook. Suddenly, they found themselves inside the sketchbook. On the page they were standing on was illustrated a beautiful cliff that they were all overlooking. But Tanvir and Mary were feeling a little nervous. They saw some other people on the page, so they hid behind a nearby tree.
JF Cat, what have you done with Abacus? He's my best friend.
What are you talking about? You've only hung out with Abacus like one time. Bob clearly is best friend. Do I smell something?
I often cook the ground that I stand upon because I'm lava.
No, I think I smell humans. Or possibly a giraffe and an elephant. I'm pretty sure it's one or the other.
Mary, who are these characters?
That's JF Cat, and that's Molamole, the molten lava alien. Keep your voice down.
Okay.
Well, where is Abacus then?
I don't know. He's not anywhere in the whole sketchbook. And we're on the last page.
This can't be happening. Tanvir, I drew Abacus on page 2. He should be here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I definitely hear stage whispers. Okay, come out from behind that tree.
Come on, Tanvir.
What have you two done with Abacus the Wizard? He's disappeared.
What did we do? We didn't do anything. We just landed in here.
Hold on. If this Abacus is a wizard, couldn't he just use his magic to make himself disappear?
What? Well, he's not that good at magic. And secondly, why would he do that? I'm his best friend.
Well, and that remains to be seen. I think I'm his best friend.
I'm rich in friends, all right? But I've disappeared. But I'm totally fine. Don't look for me. Just give me some alone time. It's fine.
Well, it sounds like Abacus just wants to be alone. Sometimes even best friends need alone time. Like...
Why wouldn't he want to see their best friends? Like, he definitely must have gone missing.
Yes, I agree with Tanvir. It must be bad magic.
Okay, well, what are we going to do about it?
Mary, Tanvir, do you think I should just burn down all the pages?
And
no! That way the wizard will come out?
Well, let's try.
No! What are you...
I'm not sure that burning up the... Okay, nope, the pages are already on fire.
Oh my.
Suddenly there was a fire burning on the blank page in front of them. Tanvir, Mary, JF Cat, and Molivo ran back through the comic book, trying to get to safety.
Where even are we right now?
I think we're in Cheeseville. It smells like cheese. Keep going.
Keep run faster. Let's just skip to page one in India.
Oh, I've never been to India. It's beautiful here. Where are we?
We're in Mumbai. I feel at home. This is nice. Let's just be here.
Oh, good. I do have to apologize that my lava powers are slowly melting this city. It was not intentional.
And they had to run to the next page.
Please stop running. Just leave. I don't need you to find me. I'm totally fine. I'm just chilling on my own. I feel like Mary gets it.
No, I'm not running anymore. I've had enough. Abacus just wanted some alone time, and now you've gone ahead and burned up his book. I mean, my book.
I get it.
Do you really get it, though? Mary wanted some alone time, too. I was trying to suck you into the magic so she could have some alone time, but, you know, I accidentally sucked her into. I'm not a perfect wizard, you know what I mean?
So you want... Oh, I get it now. Okay, Mary wanted some alone time.
Every now and then, people just need some space.
Oh! And that's why I love Abacus so much. Because he gives me space. And that's why we're best friends now.
I gave you space because you blew up a sun the last time I tried to hang out with you, okay? And now you're just, like, tracking me down on hidden graphic novels. We're not best friends. We're just not there yet. JoJo's much closer. He stopped breaking my crystal balls and everything.
Fire was catching up to them. They had run all the way back to the page they started off on. They were climbing up the tree overlooking the cliff. It was the only thing left unburnt on the whole sketchbook.
To be fair, Abacus.
Guys?
What's that?
The page is kind of burning right now, and...
Oh, I see. I think the important thing for everyone to realize is that the only reason I'm not breaking your crystal ball is because now it's a magical bubble that would eat me if I did.
But there's kind of fire on the paper, guys.
Don't worry, I'm fireproof.
I'm not.
Oh, JF Cat, you listen to me, unlike this Molimo fellow. Molimo, you really do have a lot to learn about listening.
Well, so do you. We're about to burn up this page.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Just let me work my magic here and... Halakachoo!
Mary and Tanvir, we're back right in front of her home in San Antonio.
My notebook!
But all that was left of her notebook was cinders.
Oh, I am really sorry about that,
sounded Abacus's voice from who knows where.
That's what you get when you have a wizard and a lava creature and a... You know what? I can see you're very upset. I'm just going to bring the book back.
And there was her sketchbook again.
Yay! I'm so happy to have my book back, but,
You're welcome.
One small little teeny tiny tidbit. You seem to have turned me into a giraffe?
Yeah. Am I an elephant now?
Why are you asking me? You should know what an elephant is. You are an elephant, right?
No, I was never an elephant, and she was never a giraffe.
Oh, no. Oh.
Then they heard JF Cat's voice echoing around them.
Oh, Abacus, you must have gotten it backwards. Ted Veer must have been the giraffe.
No, we were both humans.
Oh, Jojo, once again proving how good of a listener you are, paying such close attention. All right, I'll fix this up in a jiff.
Mary and Ted Veer gave each other one last look.
Mary, you know what? I promise to call you ahead of time the next time I'm coming over.
I would really appreciate that.
Ala Carabicus, Ala
Girafficus!
Oh no, now they're each half giraffe, half elephant. Alright, that's good enough for now. Let's wrap it up, JF Cat.
Who wants to go out for chili dogs?
I can eat.
Sure.
I'm actually a vegetarian, so as long as
the
it's
end.
More chili than dog, it's fine by.
Mary, Tanvir,
we did it. Yes.
That's the closest I've ever actually gotten to Mumbai. And
it was pretty warm.
I don't want to go back, just catch some rays. Is there anything or anyone that you two would like to shout out while you're on the air?
I would like to shout out to my beautiful, gorgeous daughter, Emma. She introduced me to What If World and all the What If World characters. So it's been a very fun journey to be able to enjoy the podcast together.
Yes, thank you so much, Emma. Tanvir?
How about a shout out to myself and that's it?
Why not? You know, we have to love ourselves. That's a very important lesson right there.
Well, thank you.
And also any of you that have gotten on Tanvir's bad side, now you know the cost. You don't get a shout out on What If World.
It's hard to get a shout out from me, so.
There you go. You gotta earn it.
I can say that Zora has earned her shout out. She is age 4 and likes jellyfish, a distant cousin of the Squidables.
Robot Llama, here to shout out Raya, who just turned 11 and is from New Mexico. She likes bacon and llamas and drawing, and playing Minecraft. And her brother Kaylin, who's 9 and likes Star Wars.
Fred here to shout out Leo, who's 6 years old, from Coston, British Columbia, and Canada. He loves hockey and drawing.
Then there's Octavius, age 10, from Oregon, who likes board games like Catan, playing Guilds and Goblins, reading books, bike riding, listening to What If World, spending time with his family, and taking care of his 2 rabbits, Mabel and Marshmallow.
And finally, a shout out to Zacchaeus, age 4. He enjoys eating chocolate chips, building Legos like Minecraft ones, playing video games, spending time with family, and playing Guilds and Goblins.
Thank you all for those shout outs. Thank you again, honestly, both of you for coming on my show. I hope you enjoy being on the show as much as I enjoyed being on yours. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Mr. Eric.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.